Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, we are a sum total of our life. How we are today is reflected on how we were yesterday and the day before and the many years ahead of that. And as a child, maybe as a child you were told children should be seen and not heard. Maybe you were taught to be extremely polite. Maybe you were taught to be considerate and let the other person go first. And all of those are good things. But somehow when we get into business, the things that we learned as a child can be detrimental to our success. We have to learn how to be polite and aggressive. We have to learn how not to take a back seat. We have to learn how to be out there. We have to learn how to deal with confrontation in a non-confrontational way. And we have to learn how to ask for the order when we're in the sales process. If we're not asking for the order when we're in the sales process, we may never get the order. Because nothing happens in the sales process till someone says no. And then when you find out why they said no, what you didn't cover, what you didn't communicate to them, what you didn't convince them of, make some progress. You can get the order. You can make the sale. But even after you make the sale, it's not enough. One of the incredible problems that business face today is asking for money. You've made the sale. You've done the work. You've put out all the expenses that were involved in paying for the work, materials, payroll, operational costs. And there you sit with a piece of paper, an invoice that says people owe you X number of dollars. And it's gone past 30 days or 60 days, and you haven't seen the money. But yet you're concerned about picking up the phone and asking for the money. Once someone has agreed to do business and you've delivered the product, goods, or services, it's no longer their money. It's your money. Why aren't you politely going after it? And if you're not getting the answers that you need with the payroll department, go to the next level. Ask for it. Don't be concerned that someone's going to be offended. There's no reason why they should be offended. And if you don't collect the money and you don't have the cash flow, then what happens is either you have to go out and borrow money or you've got a big problem because you can't meet your payroll, you can't meet your expenses. Fantastic to do business. It's great to have a big backlog of business. It's great to do an incredible amount of business. But if you're not collecting the money, that's a real problem. So think about it. Think about how you're going to word it. Think about how you're going to ask for it. Think about what your terms are and how far you're willing to go on an unpaid bill until you collect the money. Now, it may be different time frames for different people. Possibly you're dealing with a very large company that is extremely financially secure and they tend to drag the bills out. Or possibly you're dealing with a sole entrepreneur that you're not really sure what their financial position is. So you absolutely want to make sure that you're right on top of it. Always be on top of your receivables. Always know who owes you what. Always know how you're going to approach it. Always know when you're going to collect the money and be persistent. Don't be afraid to ask for money. It's your money, and that money is going to go right out again in goods that you have to buy, payroll, operational costs. So very important. I know you can do this, and be consciously aware that you're not doing anything wrong. You're not doing anything that you shouldn't do. Because the people that did business with you made an agreement. You do this work, we'll pay you X number of dollars. But if they haven't paid it and you've done your part, they really haven't fulfilled the agreement. Make sure that they do. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.